This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why do Muslims say Allahu Akbar, God is great? Well, I think the answer lies in the concluding paragraphs in my book, The Divine Reality, God, Islam, and the Mirage of Atheism. My father is a free man. What I mean by freedom is not that he lives in a country that gives him his liberties and human rights. Rather, he is emotionally free. When he decides to express himself, he does so without a care in the world. He expresses himself as if there are no external hindrances. I remember when I was in secondary school, I used to play for the school band. Since my father encouraged me to take up classical guitar lessons, attending the school band was a natural consequence of my extracurricular activity. During a school concert, my father would attend and enjoy the amazing talents and abilities of the students. One performance artist had phenomenal abilities. While she was on stage, she reached a climactic point of her performance, emotionally and passionately expressing herself. It was a breathtaking display of talent. My father stood up and gave her an ovation. He did this all alone, but he did not care. He remained standing and continued praising her flair and aptitude. We have all experienced such a reaction to human ability. When we see amazing spectacles of skill by one of our sporting heroes, or when we observe great feats of courage, or when we listen to a motivational speech, we are compelled to praise what we have experienced. We stand, we clap, we give an ovation. We are moved, inspired, encouraged, elated, and overwhelmed by what we have experienced. We never forget these moments in our lives. Just think and reflect on similar experiences. Sink back into the feelings you had. Something affected your soul. You had to give due praise. However, we live in this amazing universe. We hope, love, seek justice, and believe in the ultimate value of human life. We reason, infer, deduce, and discover. We live in a vast universe with billions of stars, galaxies, and planets. The universe contains sentient beings that can have a unique stream of consciousness. We have an immaterial mind that interacts with the physical world. The universe has laws and a precise arrangement that, if different, would have prevented the emergence of conscious life. We feel, deep down inside, the wrongness of evil and the rightness of good. In our universe, there are animals that can withstand their own body weight many times over, and seeds that can germinate from the heat of fire. We live on a planet with over 6,000 languages and over 8 million species. We live in a universe where the human mind can discover weapons that can wipe out the earth and produce ideas that prevent those weapons from firing. We live in a universe that, if one of its innumerable atoms is split, can release an immense amount of energy. We live on a planet which, if hearts are united, can use that energy for peace. Yet some of us are not compelled to give God, who created the universe and everything within it, a standing ovation, to stand, glorify, and praise Him. We are deluded, deceived, and forgetful of God, the one who created us. O mankind, what has deceived you concerning your Lord, the generous? God is truly great.